Hi, I'm Mike Esnault, and welcome to the Arts Council of Greater Baton Rouge's AC23 Plus Artist Legacy Series podcast. This is a series where we talk to artists who are doing amazing things in the areas of the arts, including performance, education, production, as well as arts advocacy. We record this series in the Virginia and John Nolan Black Box Studio, as well as in the Jan and Bill Grimes Recording Studio here at the Carrie Siraj Community Arts Center. Be sure to visit artsbr.org for more information on all the great things we are doing here at the Arts Council of Greater Baton Rouge. Hope you enjoy the podcast series, and thanks for tuning in.
All right, I'd like to welcome our listeners to another session of AC23. I'm Mike Esnault, Director of Arts and Education here at the Arts Council of Greater Baton Rouge. And today, I have a colleague who I've known for quite some time now, Mr. Sean Joffrion. Wait a minute. Nope. Dr. Sean Joffrion. Welcome, Sean.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike. I'm still saying it myself. I'm still introducing
myself. Getting used to it.
I am. It's kind of crazy for me.
Well, how does it feel?
It feels good. It feels like an accomplishment that I have accomplished, but still, it's kind of strange to call myself doctor. I don't know why.
Well, I'm going to talk about that in a second.
Okay.
I want to let the listeners know that you are the director of fine arts in East Baton Rouge Parish school system.
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you been doing that?
Believe it or not, it's been 5 years. It just feels like it happened yesterday.
Yeah.
But 5 years has passed already.
And prior to that, well, you tell me, because I don't want to get it wrong. What were you doing prior to that
in the school system? Right. Prior to that, I was the principal of McKinley Middle Academic Magnet for Visual and Performing Arts.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, I was the drama teacher at McKinley. But I was a drama teacher for almost 15 years before I went into administration.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm always curious, especially when I'm interviewing people in the arts,
mm-hmm.
who practice in the arts,
mm-hmm.
How the arts started for them. And it seems like a lot of times there's some, not all the times, but a lot of times there's some mentor or somebody along the line, you know, whether it's in middle school, high school, whatever, that kind of steered that person in that direction. Was that the case for you? Or?
For me, I was kind of eclectic with my love for the arts.
Mm-hmm.
And it first started with music for me. So believe it or not, and you may not know this, I started as a saxophonist. I started playing saxophone fourth grade. Yeah. Did that all the way up to college, and then I was tired of it. I hate to say it. Still love it.
Yeah.
Still love music itself, but just playing the instrument itself. But my first teachers of introducing me and appreciating the arts came from my family.
Okay.
It came from my aunts and uncles who were music lovers.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, even a child born in 1972, which feels like a million years to go to those today. But I was introduced to people like Sarah Vaughan and Billy Eckstein and Johnny Mathis. So those were the people that I wanted to listen to. And I would have my classmates looking at me crazy, like, why in the world are you?
Because at that time, what would have been popular? You know, we're about the same age.
Right.
So that would have been.
It would have been.
Michael Jackson.
Right,
was popular.
Right. Michael Jackson, or then earlier, the age of disco.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so that's, and then Michael Jackson, and then R&B and hip hop and rock as in pop as we see it today.
And you're listening to Sarah Vaughan.
Yeah, I'm listening to Sarah Vaughan.
Right on. We're kindred spirits.
So that was introduced to me. And from that, the love just grew from music to theater.
Yeah.
Classic movies, being able to go to plays. And I came from Alexandria, Louisiana. That's where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother and father gave me the opportunity to go to D.C. and New York during the summers.
Ooh.
So I would leave in May and come back in September. But during that time, I had aunts and uncles and cousins, which were older than me, that would allow me those opportunities to go to the theater,
mm-hmm.
to see wonderful live concerts, to just see artists going to just a park to hear wonderful music or, you know, wonderful performances. So all of that I contribute to my family bringing me to that point. But once I started school, my teachers, all of my music teachers, I was in love with, and my theater teachers, maybe it was just because of the love for the arts, I just loved them automatically. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so they all left an impression on me to continue to do what I wanted to do in the art.
Right. That's such a blessing, though, like to have that at home.
Right.
To, you know, have a parents or relatives, or it sounds like with you, just about everybody.
Right.
Really supporting you with art.
Right. And believe it or not, my parents, I think they appreciated the arts, but not to the point that I did. And they didn't know how to expose me to that because they didn't know about lessons or professionals who can help, you know, just define that niche that I had.
Right.
But they allowed me the exposure. All I had to say is I want it. So they found a way to do it, if it was through school, church, family, anyone else. So I always tell others, you know, if you have a kid who is artistically inclined or just have a love for, find ways to find that mesh for them. So and get into a community where they can actually be exposed and appreciated even more.
Right. So in high school, were you involved in theater productions?
Oh, most
and that
definitely.
Kind of thing?
Theater, music. I was in the band, drama club.
Yeah.
Any class that I had for an elective was geared towards the arts. So all of that was very important to me.
Well, and you're making me think, you know, just because obviously you're in administration now and I'm involved in different things. But just how important that is for a student to have that opportunity.
Right.
And that's, I'll preach right off the bat. That's why we got to keep it going in the schools.
We do.
Know.
We do. Every chance we get to show the importance of that. But also, and you know, you and I talk all the time about the importance of the arts, but not just for the learning and appreciation and the cultivating of a talent, but also how it can help a child grow academically.
Absolutely.
And sometimes I think everyone doesn't see it that way, but I wish they would.
Right.
Right.
Right. Well, so we'll take me down the chronological path. So, like, you finished high school, and so
finished
you obviously go to college. What did you get your degree in?
I got my degree in theater arts.
Okay.
From Southern University. Two things I always wanted to be when I grew up. I wanted to be a teacher, and I wanted to be an actor. So then I found a way to mesh them both. I started in secondary ed theater at Southern. But the program was dropped because a lot of people were not majoring in that program.
Right.
So I continued the degree with theater. But from that point, I went on to certify into education, and I became the theater teacher. So I taught theater for 15 years before I went down the road of administration. Never thought in a million years that I would go down the road of administration.
Right. Right. Well, so how did that happen? Did someone just kind of convince you, or you just saw?
Honestly, transparently speaking, it was I needed some money.
Yeah, well, the one that's hey, I think most administrators are going, yeah, I hear you.
For me, it was, you know, I enjoyed teaching. I loved everything about it. I knew that was my purpose of doing what I wanted to do. But at the end of the day, it was bills, it was student loans, it was life.
Right.
As kids say now, life be lifing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now I needed to look for a way to do things, and I enjoyed the arts, but I also enjoyed all the concepts and what education was. So then I began to be the one to coordinate after school programs. Then I began to be the one to help with tutoring. So if I was doing all of that along with teaching the arts, I was like, hey, this is an administrative pathway which would lead me to money to make more, to be able to do more. So from that, I began to enjoy and still do enjoy the administrative aspect of it. But honestly, I do miss being in a classroom every day.
Right.
But it gave me that opportunity to go down that road and actually see, okay, now I can make a difference and bring the arts to the forefront and show the importance of that and show how it can be included into what kids learn in an English, math, science, or social studies class.
Absolutely. Well, you just got a doctorate, so obviously you got a master's degree. Where did you do that at?
I did all three degrees because I love my university so much.
Give a shout out. Do it.
Because I love my university so much. All three degrees came from Southern University.
Nice. Yeah.
But my first one is in theater arts. My master's is in administration supervision. And my third, believe it or not, my PhD is in public policy. But then I focused, and the professors at Southern University allowed me to have the autonomy to look at policy how I wanted to look at it. Mm-hmm. And I actually had the opportunity to look at education and policies that are made in education. And then I even took it a step further and start looking at the arts in education, right, and how policy is developed, designed, and intertwined into the educational world through the arts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been fun, and yeah, I've learned a lot. At 52, I've learned even more by doing that degree.
Well, I mean, that in itself is a blessing. I feel like when you're allowed to be in situations where you can grow,
right,
then it, number one, it keeps you young, it keeps you excited,
right,
and you know, we both live in the arts, so you
right
know, it's just it's a blessing.
It is. It is. And I wish, look, we just want everyone else to feel what the arts do for them as it does for us. And
absolutely,
sometimes it's hard, but yeah. But everybody is touched by the arts one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
One shape, form, or fashion, regardless if you are a true lover of the arts or not.
Absolutely. Well, you know, one thing that it's kind of gotten on my radar, I mm-hmm guess, more recently in the past 2 years since I... Honestly, since I left the classroom and ended up over here at the Arts Council, but then was faced with this whole term of arts integration.
Mm-hmm.
And as a teacher, I'll, you know, honestly say I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I taught
mm-hmm
music.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm over here and working with you,
mm-hmm,
with EBR Schools.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past 2 years, I've learned quite a bit about the concept and the importance and what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about that for a minute.
Okay.
So, 'cause I know many people don't know what it is.
Right. Right.
And that's a big part of your doctorate.
Right, right. My dissertation was all on integration, believe it or not.
Well, so the layperson, how would you describe, just in general terms, what arts integration is and why it's important?
For in layman's terms, and you can correct me and add on to this definition if you choose,
mm-hmm,
it's basically allowing a teacher and a student to learn two worlds into one. It's basically seeing the standards are the curriculum and standards in the arts and the curriculum and the standards in math, science, social studies, or English language arts, and combining them together to learn two sets of standards,
right,
and showing how you can't have one without the other.
Mm-hmm.
And how you can actually bring them both together to teach two classes at one time,
mm-hmm,
and showing how the connections can be made for kids who have different learning styles.
Sure.
Learning habits, if you will, because I call them habits and styles because we all learn differently.
Mm-hmm.
And actually seeing that and how kids can grow through both,
right,
particularly if there is a love or an interest in the arts or science, social studies, math, or ELA, mm-hmm, but then vice versa, making sure that you actually see that significance in the other subjects too as well.
Right. And have you found in your experience with it, it's pretty applicable to pretty much any age group, right?
Most definitely.
K through 12?
Yes. Yeah. Even people in college, you know, the mm-hmm adults and how they learn.
Right.
And you think about it. Think about when you are in school and you're taught in preschool the alphabet, but you're taught to sing it.
Right.
And then that's how you memorize the alphabet. And then maybe then when you need to identify that, you're taught how to draw something or see a painting of something so you can identify what that apple is after you made that, you know, phonetic sound that goes with that word.
Right.
So it's always tied in, and we just really, you know, maybe you just don't pay attention to it. But
mm-hmm
art has been teaching us since the beginning of time, I would say.
Yeah. You know, one thing that's kind of appealed to me or resonated in learning more about it and seeing it in action,
mm-hmm,
you know, well, I'll give you an example. So I was part of a session where the teacher, the core teacher, biology teacher or science teacher, was talking about the five cycles, the plant life cycles.
Mm-hmm.
There's five cycles,
mm-hmm,
five stages. Mm-hmm. And had a dancer come in, and what she did was she had the kids, there's about 30 kids, talking to them about choreography and dance.
Mm-hmm.
And she had them in different groups, and this one was the first stage of the plant cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And had him do a choreography that was related to that.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of it, try to make it short, They had come up with their own choreography, but it was directly related to the life cycle of plants.
Right.
So obviously they're going to, you know, it's going to be more ingrained in their learning.
Right.
But the cool part to me was, if that, you know, that's cool enough, but somebody in that class, at least one person, likely more, probably had never really been exposed to dance or choreography or anything of that kind of thing. And not that, you know, not that we're trying to make dancers out of them.
Right.
But they had they probably got the bug.
Right, because of the connection.
Right.
Just because of the connection. Just because I had to move my foot to the left and turn my body to the right.
Right.
So I can be a part of something to actually show that actual standard or topic that that science teacher wanted them to know.
Yeah. And it's then I see the teacher over there, the science teacher, kind of checking it out. She's like, oh, wait, these kids are really excited about this. That's cool.
Which makes learning fun when it's interactive. And then through interaction, through communication, through an art form, I mean, just think about the things you learned through the arts. Mm-hmm. Just think about the songs you learned. And then just interpreting those songs and then what comes from that. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So it's the arts are everything.
You know, and to that point, you're just making me think. But like, yeah, like when I'm back in the day or even today, like when I'm learning a jazz standard or something and I hear Sarah Vaughan sing it.
Right.
You know, and you listen to not only the music structure, the harmony, melodies, but then you listen to the lyrics.
Right.
And so many of these great composers, I'll admit it, I'm biased, but when you listen to Gershwin, you listen to Cole Porter, those kind of composers, they were poets.
Yes.
You know, I mean, just the lyric content of that.
Yes.
But it has given me a greater appreciation of poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Just from those lyrics, you know? Mm-hmm.
And just think about lyrics with the song. And from the lyrics, as you said, it's basically poetry at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But just learning what that is. And I remember I had to teach an English class one year along with my drama class. So we did rhythmical poetry. So through that, we actually learned the parts of poetry, what are stanzas, rhyme schemes, that type of thing. But we took our favorite songs. Mm-hmm. So we would listen to those songs. Songs, we would interpret those songs, but also we would put them actually in order of an actual piece of poetry and look at the rhyme scheme, look at how many stanzas you actually had. And I was killing two birds with one stone, and the kids remembered that. I remember seeing a kid, well, not a kid, an adult now.
We've experienced that as teachers.
Right. Over 20 years ago, and those type of activities that I would do in class were the ones that usually are the ones that they actually tell me about. They remember, and he was talking about that. It was, he created his own rap song, and he recorded it with his own beats, with his hands. So we would listen to his song, we critiqued his song, and we looked at how he wrote that and how that was just a piece of poetry. And he didn't know what stanzas were. He didn't know what a rhyme scheme was. He didn't know that that was true poetry. So the things that we do and how it connects and still stays with you, even through how you learn it through the arts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, okay, we'll continue with education. So you have a new school year coming up.
Yes.
Every school year, I know, just from being a teacher, has its own set of challenges.
Uh-huh.
But what are you excited about? Like, you have a lot of things coming up, I'm sure. So
That's all kind of things. Quite naturally, I'm excited about our partnership with the Arts Council.
Amen. Yeah. It's a wonderful thing.
And the things that we are going to do with art integration and see how that works with schools in the district. I'm also excited about all of the new teachers that we have. We have quite a few new, young, vibrant, not to say everybody's not vibrant, but you know what I mean.
There's a certain energy when they're just getting out of school and they want to conquer the world.
Right, for any teacher.
Right.
All our teachers are vibrant, but it's something about that new teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of new teachers out there. And this year, you may not know that a lot of our band programs, our marching bands in high schools, have brand new directors.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see what they bring to the table, too. And they all seem excited and ready for the challenge.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, so describe to me, you're the director of the fine arts, but underneath you, you have, and I've gotten to know all these people, and they're wonderful. but someone who deals with music,
yes.
Mr. Sherman.
Yes, yes.
And who else do you have?
So we have instructional specialists. So these specialists go into schools in the district and they actually work with those teachers on their craft mm-hmm. as far as teaching the craft to students.
Right.
If you notice, and some parents may or may not know, or people may not know if you're not in the education world, you do have specialists who go in to help you be better teachers, help you to learn how to teach your actual area that you're certified in.
Mm-hmm.
But Baton Rouge is one of the, it's not the only, but one of the only districts that actually have specialists that we have a drama specialist, a media arts specialist, a dance specialist, a visual arts specialist who work with nothing but those teachers to make sure that they are everything that they need to be for those students, as well as build programming at their schools.
Right. Well, I know as a teacher too, it's nice when you feel like you have that support.
Most definitely.
Right above you where that's looking out for you.
Right, right. And now you have teachers who truly want to go to professional development because you're talking my language. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They understand the challenges of what you have. And principals enjoy it because sometimes not all principals are not like me. You're not an arts person. So you can have an appreciation and a love or like for it, but to actually teach it. Now you have those people that will come into your school to actually help mm-hmm. with those teachers with pedagogy or classroom management or just enhancing the programming or the teaching that's going on at the school.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, so let's get out of the professional realm. Like what is Dr. Joe Freon do outside when you're not doing this? Are you involved in the arts in some way?
Oh my God, I wish I could have been, but now mm-hmm. this is a promise I've made to myself. I'm going to do at least one show this year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, believe it or not, with me getting a degree in theater arts, and musicals have always been my thing, but music and singing has been my thing.
Sure.
So now I'm going to spend more time focusing on the things that I love. And that's singing and acting. So at least one show or a piece of a show if I can find the time to do it. But yeah. I am going to find the time to do that.
Right.
But I do make sure that I stay intertwined in the arts some type of way. I just left New York maybe a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
I saw 4 wonderful shows.
That's the place to do it.
And I try to get there at least 2-3 times a year to see some great shows, but I also make sure that local shows here I get a chance to see too as well.
Right.
It's my happy place,
yeah.
The theater and the arts. And to just to hear a good band, go to a great concert, be it someone famous or just hear some wonderful music locally, that's a happy place that I wish I can just stay at 24/7.
Well, and the one thing about, you know, I came to appreciate musical theater later.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was in the band programs and was dealing with acutely music.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I was exposed to more theater productions, especially musicals,
right,
it made me realize it's like, wow, this is essentially a live movie.
Most definitely.
And then when you... The beauty of it is that you see all the art forms brought together,
mm-hmm.
you know, where
mm-hmm.
there's music, there's dance, there's theater tech, there's mm-hmm. acting, obviously, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. A lot of visual art involved because mm-hmm. of the sets designed and all mm-hmm. that stuff. It's like, well, this is perfect.
Right. Musical theater to me is the best of all world's arts because mm-hmm. just like you said, every element of art is in a musical. You look at visual arts, it's there. You look at even media and graphic arts, it's there. Music, it's there. It's everything. Everything that you think of the arts is in a musical. It's amazing to see.
So give me your 3 favorite musicals.
Oh, that's too
I'm gonna put
much.
You on the spot.
Narrow
it down. just for this occasion. Or pick one. Just one that you really like.
One of my favorites, if I have to narrow down to 3, since you're making me do that, Gypsy. Gypsy mm-hmm. is one. Love Gypsy. The second one I would say for me would be Guys and Dolls.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The third for me, and just 3 is so
Don't
hard
hate me for
to
this.
Do. 3, and I would have to say it would be one that's more modern, and it would be Lion King. because that's something to see within itself.
Yeah.
But you limit me to three, so that was hard to do.
Yeah.
If you don't see any other shows, though, to me, Lion King just, it's just different.
Yeah.
If you go to Broadway, it's been there 100 years. Go see Lion King.
Well, and the music's fabulous.
It is. It is.
Well, Sean, I'd like to thank you for being a guest here.
Thank you for having
me. It's always great to hang and talk to you. And
it's
always end up
already.
Learning something, you know, one way or the other. Right. So it's really, really fun.
Right.
But I wish you the best of luck with the upcoming school year. I know it's going to be great.
Yes. Same to you. And we can't wait to have you be a part of this upcoming school
year.
Can't
wait to be a part of it. but thanks again. And wishing you all the best.
Thank you.
The Arts Council of the Greater Baton Rouge would like to acknowledge our generous sponsors, the Shell Corporation, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Louisiana Office of Cultural Development, and the City of Baton Rouge.